This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, your apostle today calls us to put on faith, love, and hope. May we so become it, so that when others look to us, they will see nothing but faith, hope, and love. Good morning. Well, I'm going to put it right out there. We're talking about money today. Jesus talked a lot about money. I did a little research. There are 38 parables, 16 of them talk about money and possessions. In the Gospels, one out of every 10 verses deal directly with the subject of money, 10%. The Bible offers 500 verses on prayer, less than 500 verses on faith, more than 2,000 verses on money and possessions. We at St. Joseph's talk about money one Sunday a year, so consider yourselves getting off easy. It is an important thing for us to consider. And it is rather synchronistic that we are doing this on the very eve of our Thanksgiving week. And today we are given this incredible parable about the talents. We begin today by reviewing one more time the wonderful video that was put together by our stewardship committee under the direction of Charles Milling with his creative talent. Some of you have told me and others that you have a difficult time reading what is on the signs that are being held up. So today, as we play the video, I am going to read what is on all of the slides, and I will invite you, if you would like, to read the cards with me. So let us watch our stewardship video. Eat, pray, give. Why do you give? I give because this is my church family. This is my spiritual home. This is my spiritual gym. I am inspired here. I am encouraged and strengthened here. The sermons and church friends guide my life. The youth, our future, are mentored here. God works here. His mission here is church family funded. I want to fuel God's work. I want to store my treasure in heaven. I want to be a blessing. He has given me so much. He's been there for me, my turn. Giving back is integral to my spiritual walk. God doesn't send a bill. Phone, internet, cable, etc. is less than spiritual home. This is the family that comforts me in my sorrow, where I am accepted for who I am, where we laugh and cry together, where I find solace when life confounds, where we rally to support those in need. Jesus wants my heart. Giving back is a way of life. Eat, pray, give. Will you be a part of our church family this year? Join us. Join us, join us in looking at our finances and giving from our hearts in putting God first. Join us in pledging to God's work here at St. Joseph's in 2018. Pledge cards found here in the brochure rack, or you can email your pledge to our administrator. Help us to build this family and be a blessing to many. What is possible in 18 is planned for based on what is pledged in November. Let's make 2018 the best year in St. Joseph's family history. Deadline next Sunday. Thank you, St. Joseph's family. I have watched that video probably more than anyone but Charles. And yet I still am moved by the stories, the life stories that are behind all of those people who hold up those particular signs. The gospel that we hear today of the parable of the talents is an important one. And what I would like to begin by concentrating upon is that third person who gives back the one talent that they received and gives the explanation, it's because I was afraid. We cannot allow fear to be that which prevents us from becoming what God would have us to be. This does not just have to do with our finances, but it has to do with our very spiritual walk, where we are called to be risked, we are called to be vulnerable, we are called to step out in faith. And the challenge that we have with that is the fear that can paralyze us is largely because we cannot foretell what the future might bring. And the response that perhaps we need to look at is something that the French Christian existential writer Gabriel Marcel wisely calls creative fidelity. I can only be faithful right now. I can only be faithful with the situation that I am aware of right now, of the gratitude I have for God's presence in my life right now. Creative fidelity. Marcel writes that it involves giving a part of ourselves to others, which we do by sharing love and friendship, as well as through the creative, performing, and fine arts. Creative fidelity binds us to others, recognizing their subjectivity while expressing our own. Creative fidelity is the tenacious, constant desire to elaborate who we are, to have a greater sense of being. We need creative fidelity. We become creatively faithful when we bridge the gap between ourselves and others, when we make ourselves present to them. Some practical examples. If my wife knew 24 and a half years ago, when she chose to commit herself to me for life, had she known at that time everything that I was going to put her through, I'm not sure she could have said yes. But being creatively faithful at that moment, we did. And somehow God has enabled us not only to survive, but to thrive. When a religious person, a clergy person, whether it's Rev Wendy or Rev Mary or myself, when we knelt before the bishop and committed ourselves to be faithful to our ministry for the rest of our lives, had we known what we were going to have to go through, I don't know that we could have said yes. But with that first challenge that we encountered in ministry, God enabled us to get through that, just like God enables every single one of us to get through the commitments and the challenges And the burdens that we have to bear, and by the way, another translation for the talents in that parable is burdens, that we get through that, and then God brings us through something else greater. And then we move on to something else. And everything builds on everything else. And just like that step chart that we give for moving up financially as we go along in our life, so too that step chart applies to our entire spiritual journey, that everything builds on something else. And so we start with the one talent. And yes, we are creatively faithful and we say, I will commit God to investing this. And then who knows where God will take us from there. Creative fidelity. Every Thanksgiving, for about the last probably 7 years, I share a video with the 70 or 80 of us that show up here at 10:15 on Thursday morning. So I thought, this video is too good not for everybody to experience. So as you watch this video, think of your own self and the gratitude that you have for your life here in this, our spiritual home, and where that gratitude chair might be for you. How often do you sit in the Thanksgiving chair? Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The letter that most of you would have received from me this week ended with a tag from the video, "This is the church blank," filling in for each of us what this spiritual home has meant and means to us. It is out of that gratitude that our commitment to this church comes. It is the same as the concept of this Thanksgiving chair. Where do we find our thanksgiving for God in this place? I'm gifted to sit in this chair to see more than I think anybody else is able to see because of my position. I am grateful for this place, for people like Catherine and a Chris Metzger, who in the wake of losing their 25-year-old daughter, can stand at the pulpit and witness to us of their faith and talk about how at a time of their life where they didn't think it was ever possible for them to tithe, stepped out in faith and with creative fidelity did so, and then were gifted in their life with the gift of Hannah for 25 years. But I'm also gifted to know that knowing that story, when Hannah was a teenager, she and her friend Anna Frank were riding their bikes over on A1A, and they came across a package. And they picked up the package and found out it was a bunch of money. And the police said it was probably from a drug deal gone bad, and they just ditched the cash. And so because there was nobody that claimed the cash, Hannah and Anna were allowed to keep it. But as a daughter of Catherine and Chris, two teenagers appeared at my door the next week with smiles bigger than I had ever seen on them. Why? Because they were so excited because they were going to tithe money to the church from the good fortune that they had. I am grateful for Awanda Brady, one of the first people that I met when I became rector of this church. And unfortunately, one of the first big funerals I had was to bury her husband, Walter. And with that burden, out of that burden, Wanda committed herself to more and more giving to St. Joseph's of her time, her talent, and her treasure. Those of you who go back that far know that she was part of the original A-team that worked with me day and night in the kitchen with the funny stories of burning the walnuts over and over again. She launched her own line of seasonings for food. And every single penny she earned from the sales of those products, using her talent, she gave to support the work at St. Joseph's. And when her body started to give out, she continued to commit herself to the day she died, one of the greatest evangelists, inviting people and bringing people to this, our spiritual home. I'm grateful for a Seth Broderick, little Seth, who would come to VCC and would be the biggest and most enthusiastic participant, and then would leave and would always tell his mom, "I want to go to my church. I want to go to my church." And she didn't know what that was until the one day they drove by on Seacrest and Seth says, "That's my church." And they've been here ever since. I'm grateful for an Eric Kavita, who perhaps is on his way to heaven. He's had so many miracles, we never want to judge things prematurely. But asked me to come and see him and to pray with him 2 days ago. And he can't get out of his bed at this point. But other than talking about his faith, the one thing that he continues to want to talk to me about is making sure the finances of our church, that we are being good stewards and offering suggestions, because that was his talent and his passion, that he continued to give to his church until he just couldn't do it anymore. I could go on and on. There is so much that's going on here. And the need has never been greater. I urge you, pray about your gratitude and then hand in your pledge this year. And God will continue to bless us. Amen.